This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, one of the most beloved qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah loves is kindness and gentleness. Allah has reserved a special reward for those people who are kind, who are gentle to other people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day told Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Aisha, inna Allah rafiq yuhibbu rifq wa yu'ti min ar-rifq ma la yu'ti min al-unf. O Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, He loves kindness and gentleness. And He gives rewards and He benefits, and the consequences of kindness is much more than the consequences and the benefits of harshness and vulgarity. And we all know the beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur rahimun, those who have mercy will be shown mercy. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur rahman, irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on this earth to the people of this earth, Allah in the heavens will show mercy unto you. And of course, what is kindness? Kindness is defined as the quality of being of sympathetic and helpful nature, warm-hearted, being worried and concerned and kind towards other people. Now, one question is, you know, we hear so much about kindness. We hear so much about shafqat. We hear so much about being compassionate. Give us ways and methods and manifestations of kindness and compassion. Islam ne dusro ke saath husn e suluk aur shafqat par bahut zor diya hai. Ye ek aise khubi hai jo Allah Taala ko behad pasand hai aur jannat mein dakhila ka sabab banegi inshaallah. Hadith mein hai, jab Allah Taala kisi ghar ko apna rahmat se nawazna chahte hain to unke dilon mein aur ghar mein دوسروں کے لیے شفقت ڈال دیتا ہے. اب سوال پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ ہم اپنے شفقت کا کیسا مظاہرہ کریں. How do we show our kindness? How do we show our compassion? Everyone say kindness is good. Let me in today's bayan give you few methods with regard to showing kindness. Those who are business people, one of the first things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, if someone is owing you money, someone is owing you money, your creditor, and now it's not that he must take advantage of it, because a person who takes advantage of it, there are severe consequences. An able debtor who doesn't pay his debts will not go into Jannat, even if he's a shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, matlul ghani is zulm. The procrastination and delay of an able debtor is oppression and injustice. I'm not talking about those people who don't want to pay, or who have money and don't pay. But those people who are trying to pay and they can't pay, then show kindness to them, because Allah says it in the Quran, specific mention. وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَزِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Anyone has difficulty in paying, فَنَزِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ, give him more time to pay you. وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا, and you know that he is so poor, he is not going to be able to pay. Allah has given you the means. Tasaddaqu. Make it sadaqah for him. Go and wipe it off. Now, I'm not talking of those who take advantage, as I have made mention. But those who can, give them time to pay. Give them terms to pay. Give them ways of paying it. Or if they can't completely, wipe it away. Allah will give you such great reward. Sahih Muslim hadith. If anyone would like Allah to save him from the hardships of the day of Qiyamah, then let him give more time to the debtor. And those who cannot pay, he wipes it away. Allah will save him from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Huh? To ek مثال کے طور پر اپنے مقروض کے مشکل حالات کو دیکھتے ہوئے نہ یہ ہے کہ جو ہے ان کے پاس پیسہ ہو اور پیسہ نہ دے، وہ تو ایک ظلم ہے جیسے حدیث میں ہے، لیکن جو مشکل حالات میں ہے تو قرض کی ادائیگی میں مزید مہلت دے دے اور ہو سکے تو قرض معاف کرے۔ قرآن میں ایک آیت اس کے بارے میں آئی ہے کہ آپ لوگوں کو مہلت دے، اگر ہو سکے تو بالکل معاف کر دے۔ سو ون وے آف شوئنگ کائنڈنس اینڈ شوئنگ کمپیشن، آئی ایم جسٹ گیونگ یو اسمال ٹپس ان ٹوڈیز بیان۔ Another method of doing it is, subhanallah, plant something edible. Plant something that will give people some form of, people will benefit from him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, if a Muslim plants something or sows seed from which a man, a bird or an animal eats, it's a charity for him. Go and plant something. Sometimes you know people who are good in agriculture, let them plant something. The produce from there, let them go and give it to people. Or let them plant something through which the bird will be able to benefit. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, as long as the birds or other people are benefiting from what you have planted, it's a means of goodness for you, it's a means of charity for you. Subhanallah. Right? One other method with regard to showing kindness to people. What a beautiful method. Say something that will help make peace between people. To people who are fighting with one another, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When two people are fighting, groups are fighting, individuals are fighting, families are fighting, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Don't sit quietly, go and make sulah. ہم sulah نہیں کرتے, we don't make sulah. We go and add more fire. We go and tell people, do you know what happened today? This one was making so much of fitna, this one was fighting. And we got no concern with regard to the fight. We only got concern of how we can make a beautiful exhibition with regard to what people are fighting. This is not the way of Islam. What a beautiful hadith. Ala adullukum bi afzala darajati qa'imi al-layli wa sa'imi an-nahar. Should I not tell you something that gives you more reward than nafil salat and nafil charity and nafil salah roza? Bala ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, tell us what is more rewarding than salat and sawm and charity? Al islahu dhat al bayn, bring people together. Subhanallah. Ek ye bhi logo ke darmiyan ranjish ko mitane ke liye khair ki baat kahe, ye bhi sadqa hai. Aur hadith mein hai ki ye nafil namaz aur khairat dene se bhi zyada sawab ka zariya hai. This is one of them. Another way with regard to, you know, showing kindness, subhanallah, and that is to give people water. Now there are many methods of giving people water. Abu Dawud Sharif's hadith, what a beautiful hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, ya Rasulullah, what is the best charity? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best charity is to provide water. Now there are different ways of giving water. Sometimes you can get reward and water in a very quick way. You're sitting on a table in a function and people want water, you pour water for everyone. Now, I don't know if anyone who's been in Makkah and Medina in the time of Ramadan, you find people who sit by the cooler and they take 15, 20, you know, glasses, the plastic glasses, and they fill it and they go and give everyone. And sometimes they do it in between Tarawih. 10 rakats of Tarawih, you find those person, they are filling the water, 10, 15, and they go in the surfs and they give everyone water. The best charity is to provide water. Hazrat Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Umm Sa'd has passed away. What can I do to benefit her? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and provide water. Sa'd bin Ubadah went to go and build and went to establish a well. Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best charity is to provide water. Subhanallah. And sometimes you can do it in different ways. Let us be innovative. You know, people today are like, you know, very highty-tighty. You know? So today, you know, the highty-tighty people, they make istinja with Velpri water. I'm just making a joke. So anyway, what the question is, today we get bottled water, plastic water. Sometimes you see people walking and they are working in the heat. Go and take those water, go and put it in a freezer, go and take that water and give it to the people who are working in the heat. You are providing water, the best form of charity. What a beautiful way of showing kindness that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us. So this is some ways. Let me give you a few other ways. To ye pani, پیاسے کو پانی پلانا سب سے زیادہ بہترین صدقہ ہے, جیسے حدیث شریف میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بتایا. حضرت ام سعد, حضرت سعد بن عبادہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس آئے, یا رسول اللہ میرے والدہ فوت ہوئے, تو میں کیا کر سکتا ہوں؟ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کیا, لوگوں کو پانی پلاؤ. تو حضرت سعد بن عبادہ نے کنویں کا انتظام کیا. سو دس از دا بیسٹ وے. انادر وے وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو اٹ, say something good to people. Kullu ma'rufin sadaqah. To say a good word to people, especially in today's time, is so important. It is a sadaqah. Go and say people good things. Go and smile at people. What a beautiful way with regard to, we will be showing people kindness and compassion through the means of a good word, through the means of smiling. Sahaba said there was no one who smiled more than our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many ahadith that relates with regard to smiling. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, our ulama have made mention, to smile is giving sadaqah and charity without even giving a penny. One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of sadaqah. Sadaqah diyo. So sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have enough money to give sadaqah. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, different ways of giving sadaqah. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you can't do this, oh my sahaba, smile at another person, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of sadaqah. The reward of sadaqah by smiling at another person without even spending a penny. That also people are miserly with regard to that also. You'll find it very difficult to get a smile out of them. They frown. And that also, the psychologists and the doctors tell us, you spend more muscles frowning than you spend smiling. That too people can't smile. It's so difficult to take out a smile from them. But smiling is sunnah. Smiling is a sadaqah without even giving any charity. Abu Ya'la's hadith in Abu Ya'la. Oh people, you cannot satisfy people with your wealth. If you cannot satisfy people with your wealth, satisfy them with your cheerful faces and good morals. Hadith in Abu Ya'la, authentic hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you cannot satisfy people with your wealth, you can't give them enough to fulfill their needs, satisfy them, make them happy with your cheerful face and with your good akhlaq. So this is also one of the methods that we can do with particular. Achha bolna, ye bhi ek sadaqa hai. Logon ke samne muskurahat, ye bhi ek sadaqa hai. Ye bhi ek jo hai na, shafqat ka ek zinda misal hai. Apne musalman سے مسکرانا اور مسکرا کر ملنا سنت ہے, اور آپ کے صحت کے لیے بھی مفید ہے. I don't go and smile at the wrong people, then you're going to have a problem then again. So مولانا said you must smile. تم پتہ نہیں وہ کہاں سے نکلتے ہوئے, ویسے بھی لوگ جو ہے نا وہ تہمت بہت لگاتے ہیں. But anyway, don't go and smile at the wrong people and say مولانا said we must go and smile. So this is smile at the right people. And then smiling is sunnah. It is a sadaqah without even giving a penny. Another aspect with regard to it, if you find any debris on the road, if you find anything offensive on the road, if you find something that needs to be removed, either you remove it or you phone the people who are responsible for removing it to remove it. If you can remove it on your own, go and remove it. So it's a beautiful way. Today when we find something that is offensive in the masjid, we swell the mutawalli. And if we find something offensive on the road, we swear the counselor. And if there is something even more offensive, or it is big on the main highway, we swear the government. Now, sometimes they are worthy of, speaking bad about because they have not done their responsibility. But wherever you can, go and do that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in a hadith, the lowest form of iman, adnaha al-imatatul adha anit tariq. To take an offensive item and take it away from the road. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala forgave a person who removed thorns from the road that was used by the people. Another very most beautiful, hadith mein hai ke aap logo ko apne daulat se agar mutmain nahi kar sakte, to kam az kam apne khushgawar chehre aur acche akhlaq se kar sakte ho. To unke saath aise pesh aao. Another very important thing which sometimes we don't pay enough attention, and that is to text. And today we are using text. We are using social media. Use it constructively. Don't go and send messages to people whom we are not supposed to send. Text a parent, a spouse, a child, or a friend and tell them you love them, you are kind towards them, you value their friendship. Hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, in Jami Tirmidhi, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever any one of you loves another person, let him know it. Aap kisi se agar muhabbat karte ho, to uska izhar khayal karo. You don't make mention with regard to it. After that person passes away, you regret. In this particular aspect, we are prepared to show our love and kindness and text messages of support and goodness to everyone else. We can't do it to our own family. Go and text and send a message of love and support to your own family members. How is this possible? We do it for everyone else. We don't do it for our own family members. Something that we should do. What a beautiful way of showing kindness. Exchange gifts with one another. For Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when you give gifts to one another, it removes ill feelings, it removes hatred, and it enhances love and good relationships. Subhanallah. And today we can do that. You know, we can do that. Such a beautiful way. Sometimes you get online services. You know, send someone an online gift. The poor person will get it at his home, and all of a sudden you get, subhanallah, someone sent me a gift. Someone who has done you good. You know, someone who is close to you, send them a gift. Sometimes you can give it, you know, face by face, or sometimes you can send an online gift. Allah has made it easy today. Subhanallah. Another beautiful method of showing kindness, which I think sometimes we don't pay enough attention, someone's give you good service. Whether it be whatever it is, gives you good service, has been very good to you in customer relationship. Send an email to the boss. Send an email to the company. I had received what beautiful service from someone. You know, make mention with regard to it, show kindness. So many beautiful ways of showing it. But we are miserly even in showing things that it doesn't cost you any money. We don't show kindness and compassion. Subhanallah. Another very important thing with regard to it, apne walidain, bhai behen, rishtedaro, aur ahbab ko message kara kar. Message karke, kahe ke aap unse dili muhabbat rakhte ho. Ye karo. Ye kaise Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka, aap kisi se muhabbat karte ho, to uska izhar khayal karo unke samne. Another very important, beautiful way of showing kindness, you know, we don't do it enough. Ya Allah, subhanallah. That is, go and find a person you don't know who comes to the masjid and go make him salam. Go make him salam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ayyul Islami Afzal. Ya Rasulullah, which is the best? What is the best method of Islam? What is the best practice of Islam? You see, in today's time, you get, you know, in different types, you get in this corporate world, you say best practice. Best practice in the corporate world. Best practice in good management. Best practice of Islam. Ayyul Islami Afzal. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go and feed people and go and make salam to people whom you know and go and make salam to people whom you don't know. Wallahi, today we know we read namaz with someone for 5 years, we have not made him salam. And this is the reality. Sometimes I also feel, I know a musalli, I see him, I haven't made him salam, I haven't spoken to him. Go and look for us, musalli or someone whom you don't know and go make him salam, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the best practice of Islam is to go make salam to a person whom you don't know. And very important, I will conclude with this, you know, and sometimes go and make salam when you come into the house. Janne walo aur anjaan logo ko salam kare. Hadith sharif mein hai ke bhooko ko khana khilaye aur janne walo aur anjaano ko sab ko salam kare. Ye sabse behtareen tarika hai aur Islam ka sabse behtareen amal hai. One important point that we sometimes forget is to make salam to the people in the house. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you come into the house, make salam. Because, and even if there is no one in the house, make salam. Because it will be the means of barakah and blessings, both for you and the people of the house. Subhanallah. And lastly, let me say, make dua for someone who is your enemy. So what a beautiful way of showing kindness. Aapke jo dushman hai, unke liye ab dua kariya. Unke liye khair ka dua kare. Subhanallah, what a beautiful way. So beautiful ways that Allah Ta'ala has shown us. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told, curse the mushrikeen. Curse the mushrikeen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his hand, Allahumma ahdi qawm fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, those people who are oppressing me, give them hidayat because they are ignorant. So apne dushmano ke liye dua kare. So beautiful ways Allah has shown us to show kindness. May Allah give us the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Oh. الله أكبر الله أكبر